One finishes all his spiritual activities. Offending a Vaishnava is considered the mad elephant offense. A mad elephant can destroy an entire garden which has been developed with great labor. One may attain the topmost platform of devotional service, but somehow or other, if offends a Vaishnava, the whole structure collapses. Unconsciously, King Rahugula offended Jara Bharata. But due to his good sense, he asked to be excused. This is the process by which one can be relieved from a Vaishnava aparadha. Krishna is always very simple and by nature merciful. When one commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava, one must immediately apologize to such a personality so that his spiritual advancement may not be hampered. Om Agyana Dhyanasya Jnana Jalashakya Chakshur Nritam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Katha Vayam Dadati Sahakaram Dinam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Tanta Shiradha Tanta Namaste Taptakanchanakarangi Shirathe Vindavarishwari Vishvanasate Devi Pranamami Haripiye Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitiname Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Today's verse is giving a great emphasis of be careful not offending a Vaishnava who is such a pure devotee of the Lord. Doesn't matter how many years, how many lifetimes you have practiced your devotional service and how beautifully you have made your career. Doesn't matter how many people know you, how many verses he knows you. But this one offense, which is Vaishnava Aparadha, itself is so powerful it can destroy the whole garden. Before chanting our round early in the morning, the first point, the first thing what we chant is to bless the devotee, not to bless the devotee who have dedicated their life to propagating the holy name of the Lord. This is the first offense. That we do it knowingly or unknowingly. But it doesn't matter whichever way you do, you have to bear the reaction for this. There is no pardon about it. The pardon only can give the Vaishnava to whom we have committed a great offense here. In the case study of this Maharaj Rahugula, as soon as he realized that how powerful this Jagadhati is, who is just playing the role of just a madman. His name is Jara. Jara means matter. Jara Bharata. And his practice of yoga itself is called Jara Yoga. His practice itself is called Jara Yoga. So Jara means he has become like a stone. Just like a stone. Completely. Doesn't bother if somebody is insulting him, somebody passing urine and stool on him, they are spitting on him. Doesn't bother him. Because completely he's on an avabhuta platform. Completely on a transcendental platform. If you are on a completely transcendental platform, the insult, the happiness and distress of this material world does not bother you. You don't even care. all those things. People goes with the happiness and the sorrow of this material world, they only belong to this material body. But Jagannatha is completely revised on a complete transcendental platform. He doesn't even bother. We have seen in our life practically that if somebody uses a harsh word towards us, or somebody hurt us physically, we get so disturbed. Days after days, weeks after week, months after month, years after year. And in our heart, we develop an enmity towards that living entity who has done something wrong towards us. But the Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they give a complete opposite knowledge about those things. Because everything has been done by our own karma. Whatever is coming, it's coming through our own karma. Previously, whenever we had human birth, we inserted somebody somewhere, knowingly, unknowingly, and that honor, disrespect is coming to us. So we should not be bothered. We should elevate ourselves. Okay, whatever happened, it's just a mercy of the Lord, so we should not stop our devotional service at any case. We as a devotee, when we are in the Vaishnava society, sometimes we have feel that we have been offended or somebody has insulted us. And we develop that enmity in our heart toward that particular devotee, and we don't talk to them, we don't associate with them, and then many things happen. But we forgot that we have completely cut off to associate with the material world, but still we are in the material world, but somehow that karma has to come. So it comes to some devotees. So we have to be very thankful to them that they are helping us to destroy our karma. Krishna, the first thing he said to Arjuna here in the second chapter, Matas Parshatu Kavantaya Siddhoshna Sukhadukadaha Agama Paino Arityas Tamas Trishwa Bhaya. Don't worry about this worldly material happiness. They are just like the weather. Today it's cold, tomorrow it will be hot, and then rainy, then autumn. It comes and goes. But the dear person, he does not bother. Why he does not bother? Because he's got a transcendental knowledge here. Completely transcendental knowledge. But if we fire back that devotee who has been circular, it means we are making our karma worse. Because there will be counteraction. It will happen here. Doesn't matter whichever personality, whichever position are you in our society, Krishna does not see. Everything will be remained in this world, whether it's any project related to the temple, any project, your own, if you are doing for the Lord, only the living entities, they go step to God. Only those words, everything remains here. So we have to be very, very mindful how to associate and how to treat the devotees of the Lord, because they are so dear to the Lord. Even the Lord Krishna himself says in the scriptures, my own elder brother, Srimati Radharani, they are not dear to me as much as dear my devotees to me. He is ready to give up anything, any position to please his devotee, to serve his devotee. And the example, the writing of Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord, his Rasamrita Murti, Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he doesn't have to do anything. Billions and billions of Lakshmi Devis, they are at his lotus feet, they want to, they are asking, sir, what's the next service? What shall I do for you? Krishna doesn't bother. But all the ways coming from the spiritual world to become a driver of Arjuna. That's what he loves. Immediately you can see what is the position of a driver. Such a menial service. Yeah. And during while you are driving a chariot, Arjuna or the person who is taking a charge to do the fight, he has to use his feet to touch the driver, and Arjuna was using his feet to kick in Krishna's back. Do left, do right, go straight, brake, accelerate. He was doing everything to Arjuna. And Arjuna didn't mind for Krishna, he didn't mind to do all these things. And after finishing the bath every day, he has to clean the horses. He has to make them ready for the next day. He was cleaning their stool horses, washing them, and if they are wounded, he just put some herbs on it. some ointment to make them ready. He was doing everything what a driver does. Still he didn't mind. That was his love is towards her. But here Janabhata is playing a role of the spiritual master to Maharaj Nahubala. Prabhupada sometimes says in his lecture that if you offend Krishna, Krishna can excuse. Somehow the spiritual master can make Krishna happy. Please, please my disciple, please accept him, even though he has done so many offenses here. Please accept him. Then on the words, on the reference of a pure devotee, Krishna excuses all your offenses. But if that offense is done to his pure devotee, Krishna does not excuse at all. There is no way he can excuse. Only the one answer is, the person we have offended, only he will excuse you. That's what's happening here. But that requires an intelligence that we have to realize, yes, we have done some mistake, we have committed some mistake under the lotus feet of the pure devotee. Yes, we should go ahead and we should pray a pardon. The beautiful case study comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam where Dhruvasamuni, he offended Maharaj Ambarisha. Only just for a slight mistake and being proud of his ashrama, I'm such a great sannyasi. I'm such a powerful person that I can go to Vaikuntha, I can go to anywhere else with my mystic power. Who is this householder? This sannyasa, householder, vanaprastha, brahmachari, anything, this is all material designation. Bhakti is independent. It doesn't have to do anything with all this ashrama here. So, some may think, yes, sannyasis are very powerful. They are on a very higher platform, higher ashrama. But who cares? Bhakti doesn't see. Dhruvasamuni, he was proud of his sannyasa ashram. But Ambarisha Maharaj became such a great humble householder. He was a pure devotee of the Lord. He didn't object anything whatever Dhruvasamuni was saying to him. How dare you? You are a king. Before you, how can you eat before we eat? Only just a slight and it was just like Ekadashi, Dwadashi it was. And there was a particular time to break the fast. He waited for Dhruvasamuni for so many hours. They are not coming. So he consulted with the Brahmanas, with all his advisors. What should I do? Please guide me. What should I do? Now here is the great Mahatma Dhruvasamuni, along with his 10,000 disciples. He has come up here. And we did order. But on the other side, we have to follow the rules and regulations of the scripture, which I need to break the fast. On the advice of the Brahma, I said, okay, you can take a drop of water, which has considered that you have break the fast and you have not break the fast. And on their advice, he had. But by the sea power of Dhruvasamuni, God, you know, he came. How dare you to drink a drop of water? I will kill you, I will show you how powerful I am. Took the hair off his head. And he created a demon, go and kill this householder. He didn't even offend. He didn't even object to Maharaj Ambarisha. Okay, Lord, it is your desire. If you want me to be like that, kill like that, insult it like that, as you wish, I accept it. He says in that past time, he didn't even move forward or backward. Where he was standing there, didn't even show a symptom that he's afraid of that demon. He just folded his hand and he said, okay, let him kill. And guess what happened? Sudarshan Chakra came to protect the Lord. That much he was surrendered to the Lord. Sudarshan came and he chastised Dhruvasamuni. He went all the way. Brahmaji, Shivaji, even Vaikuntha Loka. He just went, please protect me. No, I cannot. You have offended a pure Vaishnava. The only remedy is to go and fall into his feet. Fall into his feet. That is the only remedy. If he pardons you, I pardon you. Otherwise, there is no cure about this. But if you see in our practice, in our day-to-day life, we have to analyze everything. That's what I do, and I recommend all of us to do that. Throughout the whole day, you know, in our spiritual practice, when we are going to bed, we offer our spiritual activities to our spiritual master. that Post-Vishwa Pastor, by your mercy, by your guidance, I was able to do, render some service to the Lord, to you. Please forgive me by knowingly or unknowingly if I have done any committed any offense to any devotees, knowingly or unknowingly. When we go to the altar, do any service, after finishing our service, that's what we have in God. We have to pay obeisances, ask for the forgiveness from the Lord. Oh Lord, if any mistake I have done while doing this service, please forgive me. The same thing, when we are associating doing any service with our vegetables also, while doing, to get the job done, we sometimes raise our voice, we show our eyes, we use the harsh words, or sometimes, we also have to show now, at the end of the day, we have to ask for forgiveness. Because that slowly, that small offenses, they build up and it takes the form of a big anathas. And that is a great obstruction while chanting the holy name. That is a great obstruction. Inserting a devotee which is so dear to the Lord, and we want to chant His holy name, how it is possible? It is not possible at all there. And that's only happen with a basic knowledge that thinking of ourselves, we are not this spirit soul, we are body. Actually, I was reading in Canto 3 where Lord Brahma is going to he's been asked to do the creation, the material world. And before creating the material world, putting the living entities into the different forms, he makes a platform. He makes a platform of five ignorance, the five features of ignorance. Because how can you put living entity into that position? Because the world is made up like that, this material world, and the nature of the material world is to forget our real identity. To thinking ourselves, we are the actual doer. But Bhagavad Gita says, we are not the only doer. They are somebody else as well. Lord Krishna. He is also the doer. Without his sanction, nothing has been approved. Nothing has been done. And plus, we must also have some credential, some credit in our account to have a certain things. The first thing itself is called, actually, you know, most of the time I tell to whom I preach that maybe in India or maybe here also, some people they write their spouse's name on their arms. You know, so and so, Rachel, you know, Steve, Peter, you know, Jessica, and so I would say, spiritual practitioner, they should write, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. And when they write this and ask the question while seeing this, and all the answers, all the questions will be answered on this statement only. I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. Just write it and all the time you see it and see how much it makes you humble. Most of the questions, whatever we have in our spiritual life, what I have realized in majority, it's been answered only by this one statement, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. And if somebody insults you, just think it, whom they are insulting. Have they ever seen that person to whom they are insulting? First of all, I haven't seen myself. How can that person can see me? He is insulting my body. He is insulting the form I am accumulating in this life. But I am not his body. So whom did he see? So whom did he insult it? If he has seen a spirit soul, no, he hasn't. So that's I am. I am a spirit soul. So it means he just insulted a dead body. As soon as I am here in this body. Tolerance has to be there. That Srila Prabhupada's very heavy statement has been said that tolerate, and cooperate. Why do you get offended, you know, if somebody says something to us? Why? Because there is a very thick false ego in our heart to show, don't you know who am I? Where do I live? What's my position? How much money? How much wealth do I have? If you knew all those things, you wouldn't raise your voice in front of me. That is a false prestige here. And that's the answer that Jagannath Maharaj has told to King Rahugana. Rahugana, please don't be bothered. Today you are saying you are my master and I am your servant. I have to obey your order. Certainly I will do it. But point to be noted here. By your good fortune, by your good karma, you are in this position. And the game will be set in next life. I will be the master and you will be my servant. Then what you gonna do? Then what you gonna do then? Do you have any hope? No, I don't have any hope to think it. So just take the blessings of the Lord in such a way that whichever position we are in, we become more humble because it comes and goes anytime. Anytime. We have seen. We have seen in our life personally. When I came to Australia 13 years ago, I've seen some people, some of my old friends, when they came along with me, they were quite, you know, not very poor, but as you can say, between middle class and poor class, somehow their father arranged the money to send them here. Or some rich people also came very easily, you know, father showed up already, they go in 1 or 2 weeks out of India. And some people took 2 years, 3 years to come here to arrange for the showing the financing and things, paying for university fees. But seeing those wealthy friends becoming poor, and I've seen those poor friends becoming wealthy. Just in a few years. Because one of my friends, his father was a brigadier. And when he retired, he had a lot of money. He just retired, very high position. So he was using his father's money to go to Crown Casino, to buy, Hayabusa motorcycle, and very expensive when he gathered, but especially when he arrived there in 3-4 months' time, he bought everything. Fancy glasses, this and that, and you can very easily have to pay the unit fees lying all the time. Don't worry, son, I will pay you. Slowly, in 3-4 years' time, his father became bankrupted. And one day he just asked his son, could you please send me some money because your two elder sisters, they are going to get married, so we need to do something about that. They said, sorry, father, we don't have anything. So that was the only hope his father had. And after 2 days, he got a phone call from India that his father shot himself. Because he was such on a very high position that he has so name and fame in the society. And how can he tell the society that he has no money for his daughters to get married? And he just shot himself. That's the one side of the story, because he was so proud. He said, oh, my father has so much money, I can use it as much as, without thinking how to utilize the money properly. And this poor friend also, he just also became rich. He is working so hard because he has seen what the poverty is. How to utilize every single money. Where to spend, where not to spend. He was so intelligent because the time has taught him, or maybe the parents also has taught him how to use a single cent, single dollars, how to save, how to pay the fees, how to pay the rent, how to send some money to India also, where he has taken the loan, came off. And slowly he saved, he used it in intelligence, and first, and when he got PR and everything, he opened his own business, now he's building it. We have seen this two sides here. I'm pretty much sure all of us have seen some of the friends are like that. But that's how intelligence is there. It's required, some intelligence. To utilize, not to become powerful. But sometimes the policy will stick there. Even though we don't have no money, but still do things. Yes, whatever I was 10 years ago, a son of brigadier, still I am like that. Father is not there, money is not there. So what are you proud of? These two things were there. Your father had a good name in the society that you were using, and your father had money. But these two things are gone from your life. So what are you proud of? The spirit is there. Yes, I was. The boss was there, but talk about the present. Who you are now. In such cases. So that are the lessons we are having from Srimad Bhagavatam that we need to apply. It looks good to have all these instructions, but the application is very, very important, because many devotees or many spiritual practitioners, they say our heart is not being transformed. We are practicing for so many years, 30, 40, 25, 26, whatever years, but the heart is not being transformed. We are not having the affection towards the Lord, towards the devotee, towards the seva. The only answer to this question is that the instruction being given in the Bhagavatam, it's not being applied in our life. If it's not being applied in our life, the transformation won't be happening. So just take advantage of the cases of today's verse, that be mindful to deal with the devotees, any devotees, doesn't matter if it's a 1 day old, or 10 years old, or maybe in here for ages. Because we don't know the person we are offending, he may become a great devotee in the future. So we will be, you know, later actually from sorry, which is something I said to you 10 years ago already. It is also a good thing, but we might come with our, you know, with our words and with our actions. So I would like to stop here if anybody has any questions or comments. Please have any mic issues.
My question is, how do we develop tolerance?
How do we develop tolerance? Have you got any other option? No. So, tolerance is our only answer for everything. Because developing tolerance means to understanding ourselves, we are the spirit soul. And as I said, if somebody comes and insults us in any way, whichever way, just take as a mercy of the Lord. Because there are much more to come in our life. This is nothing. If somebody raises a voice or something like, oh, do something else, just call it, okay, maybe this person is ignorant, I'm not ignorant. If he said something, he's my senior, you know, he's teaching me something to do. And if you see, if we analyze the situation very carefully, 100% it's our fault. Majority. That yes, I did something and he's correcting me to do something rightly. So he used something harsh word. Just take it as a blessing, okay. You know. So that will make us humble. In that way, not to give the fire back to somebody or just leave the service. Because Maya has any fault. Maya will obstruct you not to do any service to the Lord. So if she can use any devotee to come, hey, don't do this at all. I was doing something right and you insulted me. I'm not going to come again to do this service. That's what she wants. That's what she wants, that she doesn't want you to do any service to the Lord. So you will drift away. But if you think you can say, okay, sorry, so tell me Prabhu about that. How should I do this service? If she doesn't want me to do like this, so what is the way? Okay, I'll go next time. Just stay in a humble position. Amani Amanya Ketanya Sadhari. So I am satisfied. I do not know.
Just a comment on the tolerance. Recently I am reading Lilamrita. So in that the episode there, Prabhupada is dealing with the problems in building the Bombay temple. So Prabhupada explains how tolerance is important, and he advises everybody to tolerate, and Satsang Swami describes that tolerance is dependence on Krishna. So if we react to situations, then we are trying to take control of the situation. Mm-hmm. But if you let Krishna act in your life and let Krishna guide you, that is tolerance. Yes. So from Prabhupada's words and his life, yes, probably we understand more tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I just heard a beautiful lecture about that time where Shripad Gaurakunda Maharaj, he answered this question. He says, if your bhajan is not strong, then tolerance level is very low. Your sadhana has to be very, very strong. That's why Krishna gives you power to tolerate the situation, to understand the situation. So that's what I was asking. Yes. We lose something.
Yeah, we lose something because of our foolishness. So now, is that Krishna and mercy?
Yeah, whatever comes in our life, that is the punya we have gained previously. Of course, if someone has got a name in the society, name and fame in the society for a certain period, he will enjoy that prestige. But as soon as that karma is finished, he'll be carried down from the position. So in the case of devotees, Krishna gives us to help us in our spiritual life. When he sees, this person is misusing a particular thing, he's not utilizing my service, or he's not using to elevate himself spiritually, so he takes it. So that's his blessings. So because he doesn't want to see any of his children to drift away from him. It takes billions and billions of lifetime to come to the Lord. And it takes seconds just to go away from him. This calls the word false ego. So that's his Lord's blessings. So he's teaching us the detachment. Whatever comes, be happy. Actually, we need to count all our blessings whenever Lord has given. Not to just see our shortcomings or our things like, oh, why Krishna, why did you take this from me? So why don't you see how many things Krishna has given to us? Sankosh means peacefulness. Whatever is happy is there in your life, be happy and progress spiritually. Do not ask anything more for that. Krishna sees, this living entity need to progress spiritually, he will provide you by any means. So, surrender it to him.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Wonderful class. Excellent work. Now, I have a question that in the outside world, we see that many people, they are very tolerant, like, old, dependent parents. Parents-in-law, office juniors, support staff. We see interns, they are very tolerant.
Who?
Interns, office interns.
Office.
If someone were to do this, you give them a hard time, they don't retaliate. We see beggars, they are very, very tolerant. A poor beggar mother, she begs to feed her child. People abuse them, curse them, exploit them.
Yeah.
And they are very tolerant. So the question is, could you elaborate more on how the tolerance practiced by the devotees is different from the tolerance exhibited by non-practitioners?
Yes, well, it depends, in my understanding from Srila Prabhupada's books here, that it depends on a case to case, because if you see in offices or the beggars and those things, they are scenario, their scene is different. Okay? They are junior to some senior, and if they raise their voice, they leave it out. So behind the scene, they have got a family to maintain. They have got a loans to pay, whether it's a home, mortgage, house, phone bills, and everything to pay. Just that little bit of tolerance can protect their job. Because they just don't see only one thing, they see the whole scene behind it. If I raise my voice to my boss, he will kick me out, and then I have to suffer a lot. So for that, seeing the face of their family member, seeing the face of their pockets, of their bank balance, they do tolerate. And same as a beggar. Same beggar knows, I have no position. If someone says, hey, I don't want to give you anything, okay. Because he has heard this many times, and it does not bother him. Even though he says, no, you have to give me. How should I get the money? So it's a way of asking it. So depend which case to case it prefers there. Suppose here we all volunteers. We come in the temple and no one pays us, no one hires or anything. The whole operation is running on a voluntary basis. If suppose we pays the same thing what we are doing in the material world, if he gives an order, okay, you need to ask, and if you don't do this, you will be kicked out. He said, okay, if I'm kicked out, my whole family will be ruined. I'm only able to pay the money. But here, okay, you don't want me, I will not come. But spiritually, your account is getting wrong. Materially, it doesn't bother to you. Materially, you will be affected only outside because someone is paying you. But here, your account spiritually will be zero because you will not earn anything from the service. In your spiritual account, how do you earn when you render your service, learning service to other Vaishnavas and devotees? Insult, as I said, insult is there because we have committed somebody in the previous life, and that insult is either coming by outside people or inside in the devotee communication. So it has to come somehow or other. So we have to just stop it in that way. If I pay you and I say, no, you come here and you do it, you will do it. Because you have a big salary, it's helping you to survive for the next week. But if you lose a job, how hard it is nowadays to find a job, then you will lose your mental peace completely. So there you will lose your mental peace in material world, but in spiritual world you will lose your spiritual peace. So that's why, if anybody would like to add any comment, is that okay, Guru?
Thank you.
Yeah, just be fine. Okay, Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.